Kimberly Graham is another one of those candidates. She's also from Des Moines. She's running for the opportunity to compete with Republican Senator Joni Ernst in November. Graham is an attorney who works with families and youth. She's also a certified mediator. Graham has been concerned about the response to COVID-19 and the lack of available tests for the coronavirus.
What we're finding out is you can feel, look totally healthy, not have a cough, not have a fever, not look ill, and be infecting people all around you. So the only way that we're going to know who has it and who doesn't, so that we know who we need to try to isolate or who needs to, who needs to take different precautions with their life, is testing. And that's the foundation of everything. And we just don't have enough tests. I don't understand why the Defense Production Act hasn't been used by the president to make sure that we have accurate tests and that we're churning those out by the millions, because we need to be doing that. If we want to be able to safely open the economy, then we should be working toward sort of self-tests you can do at home so that you can test frequently. Because obviously, as you're moving around, right, in the world, you may become infected at any time. And until this thing is really, really tamped down to a much lower level than right now.
And I know you're also concerned, and this kind of leads out from that, about healthcare, especially in rural areas. And you would like to see better, not just better healthcare, but better, obviously better insurance for people.
Right. Well, yeah. I mean, what most other developed nations have that have very successful medical care for their citizens, for their people, is some kind of a universal healthcare system. A universal single payer healthcare system is the most efficient. It is the least expensive. It's actually going to save us money over the long term and even in the short term. And our healthcare system and our insurance should function like a public library. That when you go to the library, you just hand them your library card. You get your books and you walk out. You don't hand them a debit card. You don't get a bill in the mail. You sure as heck don't go bankrupt from using the library like so many people do from medical debt in this country. And there's nothing stopping you from going to the library. Like, you're not afraid to go to the library because of the cost. I just read an article from the Guardian newspaper in this past week. And one of the statistics in that article was that 40% of Americans are afraid of a medical bill. Only 30% of Americans were afraid of getting seriously ill in the survey. More Americans are afraid of the cost of getting seriously ill than of actually getting seriously ill. I think that is a really eye-opening statistic, and it should let us know that we have an unsustainable medical insurance system in this country now.
You also talk about in your platform trying to help farmers, people in rural areas, kind of leveling the playing field against some of the bigger companies. I know that has been a big issue in Iowa and other states nearby.
Part of the problem and how things have gotten, where a lot of farmers essentially are running nonprofit operations, right? They shouldn't be nonprofits, but they are. They're not making any profit. And a lot of the reason for that, there's multiple reasons, the trade wars, the tariffs, all of that. But another big reason is that we don't enforce our antitrust laws in this country. In other words, we don't say, no, you can't merge and then merge and then merge with another company and a bigger company, a bigger company, until you control basically every aspect of the farmer's farm operation. And by that, I mean one or two companies might control the cost of the seed, the cost of the fertilizer. And then on the back end, they set the price that they're going to pay the farmer for those commodities. And so the farmer really is left with little choice and little ability to make any different decisions than he or she is currently making. I sure as heck never blame a farmer for trying to get bigger to survive. That is reality right now. But if we want to see small and medium farms succeed, and if we want any small and medium farms to be left, any family farms to be left in the future, then we have to create farm bills that actually support small and medium farming operations and that support small and medium farmers that pay them for their environmental services when they want to install wetlands or buffer strips in their fields so that they can help prevent the chemical runoff that's getting into the Mississippi and creating a dead zone down in the Gulf. All of our, you know, a lot of our topsoil is being eroded at quite a clip. There are a lot of things that farmers can do to help mitigate all of that. And those things benefit the land as well, but they need help. They need support for that. So instead of supporting big industrial agricultural companies, we need to reprioritize. And those farm bills should focusing on small and medium farmers, helping them out, and also localizing our food sources, because we've seen with COVID-19 that really food security is incredibly important. And Iowa is the third worst state as far as that goes, meaning we are number three in the amount of food that we import into Iowa for people to consume, which is really, really hard to, you know, to kind of imagine.
When you meet with people, especially in rural areas where we often think people are largely Republican, what kind of reaction do you get?
Oh, it's phenomenal. I mean, you know, the thought that Iowa is some kind of flaming red state is just simply absolutely untrue. If you add together the polling numbers from Senator Warren and Senator Sanders from their presidential runs, I mean, they were in the lead for a lot of the past year and a half that they were in the state. I think that should tell you something about the, you know, about how a lot of Iowans feel the direction the country needs to go. And also, I have another couple words about this idea that somehow, you know, Iowans aren't progressive. And those words are Tom Harkin. So we had a very progressive senator for his time for 30 years. Tom Harkin won every county in Iowa once, except for one county, and I forget which one it was, but and I think that Iowans just, they want somebody who's authentic. They know that no candidate, no politician is going to be able to go to Washington, D.C. and dictate policy, right? You have to work with other people and get the best that you can for your state and for the country.
That was Iowa Democratic Senate candidate Kimberly Graham, who's a lawyer, mediator, and advocate for children in the court system. She lives in Des Moines.